Okay, now, you've been a parent of three children. Rupert and his lovely wife Gladys, who is sitting at the table over there, have three daughters, all successful, two grandchildren, one daughter just married. The second daughter just married. The mother of the two children was married and has two children and living in Chicago. And their youngest daughter was just married. As a result of that, you've been a parent in the Champaign school system. You're the husband of a French teacher who taught in the Champaign school system. From that perspective, did you run into any difficulties that you would attribute, perhaps, frankly, to racial attitudes?
Yes. It was not particularly easy being a parent in the Champaign school system. One of the things that I learned based on those conversations that my teachers had earlier with me was that it is important to stay in contact with the school. In fact, when I go home, when I've gone to class reunions, my teachers know up to date what I am doing. They have stayed in contact with my parents, even though I have been out of high school since 1957. That's the kind of atmosphere that they maintained. And so it was that I wanted to do the same type of contact and maintain a presence at my daughter's schools. But I would share with you several situations. One was in elementary school, a request, a parental request, to be put in the Great Books program. But our daughter indicated that she was told that that was not possible. But we, as parents, did follow up, were told this was for students who could read very well. We then inquired about the reading scores, and based on the ability scales that existed at the time, our daughter was off the scale, they said, but still could not participate in the Great Books program. We did raise the question about the inclusion of minority children, and we were told, of course, we have minority children participating in this program. We also noted, though, that there were no African-American children, no black children in that program. And in many respects, that set a tone. It made me be more watchful. Another example is in high school. My oldest daughter had shared with a counselor that she wanted to attend the University of Illinois. And she was being discouraged. And so upon making my visit to the school and meeting with that counselor, I was told that her aspirations were possibly a little exaggerated, that the University of Illinois was a very difficult place. And I commented at the time, I know, I understand. And the question to me was, and what makes you think you understand? And my reply was that, well, I teach there. And there was a change in the tone of the conversation. And yet you have to keep monitoring. And that's what I mean when I say there was a subtle war.
And what is that daughter doing now?
That daughter finished the University of Illinois in 4 years, completed a four-year program in optometry, and is now a practicing optometrist.
So I'd say she could handle the U of I just fine. Now, what about foreign language? This would be something more that your wife Gladys would have experienced in the school system.
Yes, I guess in many respects it was unusual to have, first of all, a black foreign language teacher, and particularly in the area of French instruction. However, of course, my wife was, I thought, well qualified. She was a graduate of Hampton University, and that university again prepared her quite well. She obtained her master's degree in the teaching of French at the University of Illinois, but for years had been overlooked as a French teacher. She did teach high school French, had taught teachers to teach the language to elementary children, and one of the principals recognized this fact and assigned her to the teaching of French. But I think, and this is my own perception, I think that the fact that you would have a black teacher who would teach French and speak it, particularly graduating from an historically black institution, that somehow that would leave you with some deficiencies. It is interesting that the French classes were taught by people whose native language was French. And so...
You mean at Hampton University?
At Hampton University.
So she probably knew how to speak French pretty well. In fact, as I remember, Gladys went to France to speak French, and the French thought she spoke pretty well.
Yes.
A good recommendation. They're pretty picky.
Yes. In fact, when we were first married and came to Champaign and having an interview with one of the school principals, I was disappointed to hear a very odd question. And that question was, do you remember what college you graduated from? I thought, you know, that there are some subtle indications there, but nevertheless.
Now, did they encourage minority students to take French in the Champaign schools?
No, I don't think they were encouraged to take the foreign language. Sometimes the perception was that if you were not doing well in English class, why should you take a foreign language? And yet, a foreign language can be supportive of one's ability to learn and facilitate the spoken language.
And it's also required by many colleges to have exposure to a foreign language.
Yes, many schools require foreign language. That was dormant for a while. It has now come back as a requirement. One other thing I would share with you is that we were wanting to enroll our daughter in the second year of French at her school, and we did. And a parent of a child who was in her class prior to that was in the same French class. This other student was a year ahead of her, I believe. And so at the parent orientation, where you follow your child's schedule, we were sitting in the French class, and this parent turned to say, "Why is your daughter in the second year French class?" And my wife said, "Well, I taught her French." And this parent said, "Well, I had high school French too, but I couldn't teach my daughter to skip a year." And my wife just mentioned to her, "Well, I have a master's degree in teaching of French." But it was interesting, again, that you would have that kind of perception again, in my mind, that was a part of a subtle war to marginalize who a person is.
And a last point about the teaching of languages. German had a high failure rate among the students, very difficult. You had mentioned that minority students were often directed to take German rather than French. Mm-hmm. Even one student whose native language was French?
They were from a French-speaking African country.
And the parents wanted him to take French?
Yes.
The parent
had to come and say unequivocally, I do not want my child in a German class. He will not speak German when he goes home. His native language is French. In opposition to the initial request, that student was assigned to the German language class. The parent had to come to the school to insist that that student take French.